Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Last week in our study of Joel chapter 2, we were talking about what we are to expect in the day of the Lord. Let's pick up there today.
When the earth shall crumble, I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
We need people who will remain committed to truth, to holiness, to righteousness, regardless of the cost. People who, as the few in Sardis, have kept their garments white. Oh, that is such a need. But we're not finished with the words of the Lord concerning the day of the Lord. In Zechariah chapter 14, verse 3 and verse 13, then shall the Lord go forth and fight against the nations, as when he fought in the day of battle. Verse 13, and it shall come to pass in that day that a great tumult from the Lord shall be among them, and they shall lay hold every one on the hand of his neighbor, and his hand shall rise up against the hand of his neighbor. God warns us. That's why we read in 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 10 through 12, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heaven shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation, all holy lifestyle, in other words, and godliness, looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens, being on fire, shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Oh, my friend, these passages are pointing to the tribulation, and particularly Armageddon. That day is coming. Elements there in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 10 through 12, refers to the first step of nature, which would be what we'd say Adam's atomic theory. And when you split an atom, what do you get? You get fervent heat. He controls all the atoms. He controls them. People may not understand about the proton, neutron, and how these things are revolving around, so forth, the nucleus, but one day he will separate it, and it'll happen. He says, these things shall be dissolved. Dissolved is like a Alka-Seltzer tablet. In tablet form, you don't want to take it. Instead, you want to put it in the water, and it changes form. Now, it's still Alka-Seltzer, but now it's changed. And all the Lord's going to come, and he's going to change this heaven and earth. So, we've seen the wrecking of nature in the day of the Lord, and we've seen the words of God concerning the day of the Lord. So, really, you better watch out. Look again at verses 1 and 2. Blow ye the trumpet in Zion, and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh, for it is nigh at hand, a day of darkness and of gloominess, a day of clouds and of thick darkness, as the morning spread upon the mountains. A great people and strong There hath not been ever the like, neither shall there be any more after it, even to the years of many generations. Wow. You see, that is certain to come. Consider, I mean, on your own, after you listen to this broadcast, reread Joel chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, and consider the gravity of the words. God Almighty says, sound an alarm. Tremble. Oh, get ready for war. Tragedy is coming. Tremble is to shake with violent emotion. A time to quake. A time to be afraid. Just think, this is Almighty God saying you better be afraid. When God says be afraid, watch out. Notice the description of the time. Darkness, gloominess, clouds, thick darkness. Thick darkness. No, that's all associated with sin. Hath not ever been in the history of man what is coming. Watch out. The day starts. This is looking at the early part of the day. It is a time of mourning storm in which there will be a mourning, as in sorrow mourning, not in sunrise mourning, of many who are without Christ, as the tribulation wreaks havoc until the sun enters from the eastern sky and rules the world as he enters from the eastern gate of Jerusalem. From that Mideast throne in Jerusalem, he'll rule with a rod of iron. Oh, the tribulation is terrible, but my friend, let me tell you something. The tribulation is only a vestibule of hell. It's not hell itself. It's only the vestibule of hell. You better watch out. Why? Because Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming again. And he will take you home to heaven if you're his. But if you're not his, you're going to face the almighty wrath of God. The Christian, he'll take home at the rapture before the tribulation hits. But those without Christ, oh my goodness, watch out. Watch out. A trumpet will sound in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 51 says, behold, I show you a mystery. This is for the rapture. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment. In the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall all be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption. Boy, it's that great. This mortal must put on immortality. Then will come to pass the saying that is said, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be unto God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know, your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Oh, my goodness, my friend. We think of 1 Thessalonians 4:17, where the dead in Christ shall rise first, and then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Oh, what a day. But let's also remember, Christian friend, the day of the rapture also means a day for the Christian of the judgment seat of Christ. No, we're not going to be sent to hell from the judgment seat of Christ. If you're saved, you're going to heaven. But some are going to be saved, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 3, 11 through 15, and 1 John chapter 2, verse 28, using the word ashamed. Some are going to be saved so as by fire, and they're going to be ashamed at the appearing of Christ. Some are going to hear, "Well done, good and faithful servant." And they'll hear the voice of the Lord. And he'll say, "Enter into the joy of thy Lord." And they'll have rewards that will abide the fire as gold, silver, and precious stones instead of wood, hay, and stubble. Oh, but there's a world that needs to hear this gospel of Christ. 2 Peter chapter 3, my Christian friend told us to watch. What manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy? That speaks of purity. That speaks of separation from worldliness. That speaks of being separated unto God. Holy conversation, your life, your entire lifestyle. What manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness? Oh, my friend, without Christ, oh, what trouble you're in. You'll be left behind. And you've heard the way of salvation. You've had an opportunity to be saved, but you passed it up. Guess what we find out about you? You're going to not be able to be saved in the tribulation. Well, over 70% of the people in the tribulation die, at least 50%. That would mean if the world population is 7 billion, that means 3.5 billion people die in that 7-year period. My friend, some people that do get saved in that period will find that they'll be punished, they'll be cruelly treated, put to death, so many other things for the sake of Jesus. Oh, my friend, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Now we've seen that 5 times in the book of Joel, the phrase is used, day of the Lord. And my friend, that day is coming. And it seems like this book of Joel is occupied with the subject of the day of the Lord. And we ought to be as well, because it is coming. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation for the Bible stands. I will